Hi, I'm attorney Ryan McKean, and I'm here to talk to you today about 8 mistakes that people make when hiring a Connecticut car accident attorney. Now, the first mistake they make is they hire a lawyer without malpractice insurance. In Connecticut, lawyers are not required to either disclose or maintain malpractice insurance. So if a lawyer without malpractice insurance makes a mistake, is human, doesn't file something properly, doesn't file something within the proper time frame, it's a client who has no redress. They may not recover. It's the client who's stuck holding the bag. So the number one mistake that we see people make is hiring a lawyer without malpractice insurance. It happens all the time, and it's an awful situation for anyone to be in. Now, number two is hiring a generalist. I say this having been a general practice lawyer. I grew up doing real estate closings, wills, car accidents, criminal defense, family law, you name it. It came in the door. I took it and I worked it and I worked it hard. But to really succeed at personal injury law, at car accident law, you need a lawyer who is completely focused and a firm that is completely focused on handling exactly your kind of cases. Because you may think that your case is simple, but in fact, there are no simple cases. Every case has a lot of nuance, requires a lot of knowledge, and you're going to get a better outcome from somebody who dedicates their life, their learning, their firm to advancing exactly your kind of case. You know, your electrician may know something about plumbing, but at the end of the day, you want a plumber doing your plumbing. You want an electrician doing your electrical work, and lawyers are no different. Now, number three is hiring somebody who specializes or focuses their practice in something else. You know, we like to hire people that we have worked with or that we trust. And, you know, hiring somebody who did your divorce to handle your car accident, it may not be the best idea. You may want to ask the lawyer who did your divorce for a referral to somebody who handles exactly your kind of case. Now, number four is hiring somebody who doesn't litigate. There are firms out there that are settlement mills. All they do is get in your case, they get your meds, they get them over to the insurance company, they get an offer, they ask the adjuster to do $5 better than what was offered, and they get you a check and it's done. When you hire a firm that doesn't litigate, and litigation just means being willing to file a lawsuit on your behalf, you are losing all sorts of leverage. Insurance companies just aren't scared of you. Insurance companies keep lists on lawyers and what it is that they do. So if you hire a firm that is just into settling cases, you may get a quick check, but you're going to be selling yourself short, or you could be selling yourself short. So hiring a firm that does not litigate is a big mistake. Number five is hiring a firm that doesn't try cases. The only leverage that you have in a case is being willing to go to a trial. Most cases don't end in trial. 98% of all civil cases in Connecticut, all civil car accident cases in Connecticut, do not result in trial. But the lawyers and the law firms that get the best results are the ones who prepare the case for trial. So you need a firm that is willing and able to try cases, to push it to that limit, and a firm that insurance companies know aren't just going to tell you to take the last best offer. They're willing to push forward as appropriate and fight your case to a jury, to a judge, and make that point. And again, insurance companies, people don't know this, but they keep track of everything that your lawyer does. They keep track of every trial that they've had, every case that they've settled before trial, every case that they settled without filing suit. So you need somebody who is willing to go to the end, to put the ball in the end zone, and to fight and take your case all the way through trial, even if that's not likely to happen. Number six is a really important one, is hiring somebody who can't fund your case. Bringing a personal injury case can be very expensive. We've advanced tens of thousands of dollars on files to get the right experts for our clients, to get the right video, to get the right reconstructionist, to get the things that we need to prove a case. And if a law firm is not willing to fund your case, if they're going to do it on the cheap, it is you, the client, who are going to get a worse result. No question about it. Number seven is hiring a firm that doesn't use and understand legal technology. If a firm is paper-based, if a firm is not using modern forms of communication, is not using e-signing, that is simply going to slow cases down. There's no two ways about it. You need a firm who's going to get you as much money as you can, as quickly as you can, and has all the infrastructure necessary to do that. So hiring a non-tech savvy firm is mistake number seven. And finally, mistake number eight, we see this a lot as well, is hiring someone who hasn't handled your type of case. There are plenty of cases that lawyers take. They're cases that they should have expertise. I mean, you don't want to be the first surgery that your surgeon is doing. You want somebody who has handled your kinds of cases. So you need a lawyer who's going to really understand your case and has been there before, has been there many times before. And those things are going to get you the best result. I'm Ryan McKean, and those are eight mistakes to avoid when hiring a lawyer, a car accident lawyer in Connecticut.